Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the Beast. Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
The boy Wax, what up? L'Oreal got the Valentine's Day hairdo. Okay.
There's another person here.
Yo, twerk is in the building. It's all good. I feel love. I feel the love.
I'm sitting here like.
He don't like to talk, but it's okay.
He was just talking a lot when he said that you forgot something yesterday.
Yeah, Valentine's Day. Who really knows what Valentine's Day? That's like a made up day.
It's the same day every year.
I know, but it's like a made up day for just like, it's for the woman. You know what I'm saying? And we already know just like her birthday, our wedding anniversary, and Christmas, right?
Okay.
That's what it's supposed to be. Valentine's Day is just like the side dish. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got time for all that side dish shit. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean the side dish?
Because Valentine's Day is just really for the girls to just show that my man loves me. You have to come.
Okay.
Home.
So there's nothing side about that. That should be something that you want to make sure you show your appreciation and love. No?
Yeah, but I mean, would you put in the same category as birthday and Christmas or, you know what I'm saying, the anniversary? What comes first? You put them all together. Wow.
No, you like, I think birthday is like a special day, but I think anniversary and Valentine's Day is pretty equal.
Ooh. All right.
What do you think, Twerk? Am I the only one that thinks that?
No, it's the same type of idea. I feel like it's Valentine's Day is more important because it's like a woman, like the competition of, let me see what my man could do compared to everybody else's man.
Yes.
So it's kind of more important than anniversary, because the anniversary is like, okay, that's just for y'all. But Valentine's Day, especially in this day and age, is to like
show
off.
Show what
it's
you
for
got.
The streets. Yeah, it's for the streets.
But I've never been like that. Like, I might post like at the table, but I never post like what I got. I'm not really a big post what I got kind of person.
Jeez.
But that's really because I don't like, I just know that people ain't shit. So it's like, you're going to know what I got by what I got on. Like, it's never going to be like even just now, I was bringing some shoes to my closet and I was like, yeah, I got mad shoes, like so many shoes. I'm like, I should post this. And I thought about it, like, what the fuck am I posting it for?
Yeah, stupid. Why?
Like, those be what? The idiots that get robbed. Like,
exactly.
What? How did I get robbed? All I did was post all my jewelry every day. And all my cars and where I live.
Exactly.
And you're like, what the fuck? But you're over there forgetting to buy gifts anyway. Yes. That's awful.
No, I didn't really forget. It's just like, you know, you don't think that day was so important. I'm learning that day is really important. But, you know, I'm looking at the anniversaries and birthdays and stuff first. But this day is like a side dish day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like all the
sounds like you're saying side bitch day.
No, side dish. You know what I'm saying? Because all the guys, these guys were married. I know a lot of my other guys that I've seen in the store too. They was all trying to help me get their girl something too. And it was like, yo, what you getting? It was like, oh, over there. You got to go over there. Like the men was actually helping each other that day. We probably don't even see different races and stuff. Like I never talked to these guys.
Oh, shut your ass
up. I'm telling you. Now it's like we all had to come together because it was like it's us against the woman. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, go over there. It's a little cheaper over there. Those flowers over there. Go help her out. It's not like trying to be so expensive. It's just making sure you come home with something. Right?
No, I don't know. That's cool for like 1 month into the relationship. But what you were saying, Twerk?
Last year, I fucked up Valentine's Day. I was in such a rush. trying to get shit. Like, I went to the last minute, so I ran to CVS, got a card, and I ended up getting a card that said, like, for my grandma on Valentine's Day, and I gave it to my grandma. She was so mad. I signed my name through an envelope and gave it to her. I didn't even read the shit.
Good job. But look how stressful it is. It's so stressful because we all make, you have to come home with something. I dare you come home with nothing. You ain't getting no pussy for
You're not coming home.
You better not come home without
You're
nothing.
You're not coming home if you come home with nothing. Don't come home.
You better go on ER.
You know what I think is weird too? Like I, so I've started like three different relationships on Valentine's Day through my life, right? And the crazy thing is like, obviously I'm single, but
You ain't get nothing?
I still got stuff. But that's not the point. I said I'm single. I didn't say that I was lonely. But so on Valentine's Day, I was surprised by the amount of people that asked me out. Because I'm like, I don't think that's the day that you take somebody out for like a first date or like anything like that. Like niggas was actually special. Being like, will you be my Valentine? And I was like, that's how I felt. But so I'm like at least four people hit my phone and like, and here's the crazy thing. I think it might've been because of my morning show. We did like a shoot your shot kind of thing. Uh-huh. So like people were like trying to call and shoot their shot. It was the worst of the fucking worst. Like, amazing. And it showed me why I'm single. One guy had 12 kids, 11 kids, one on the way.
Amazing.
One man was married. Another was a woman. Like, it was just a fucking disaster from start to finish. The only one guy that seemed decent, we went to go look at his Instagram and he had 12 niggas in the Abbey. So I didn't know which one was him. I didn't know which one was
him. Me and my crew.
Which nigga are you? And then you got a private page. I just was like, this is too much. A grown man with 12 niggas in his Abbey is too much for me already. So I was just over it and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I was so tired too because I was out the night before. I was like, I'm staying in the house. I like actually told people the next day, like I can link up with you. I feel more comfortable with that because I think it's expectation. No, that's not a side chick day because we don't have anything going on. So it's no chick day. Like this is new people. Like not new people, but people I've never dated. Like nobody that I've ever went anywhere with before.
Yeah, you got to have sex on Valentine's Day.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. There's no way this guy is about to wine and dine you and you not give up no cheeks. You're bugging.
There's no way. What is he going to do? Pin me down? Like, I'll shoot.
No, not like that. I'm just saying. So that's why you women do not go out with no man. He say, oh, be my Valentine's. When we in high school, not even high school, because high school, they trying to get some pussy too. But when you like elementary school, they say, be my Valentine's, just bring you something. You know what I'm saying? Teddy bear and stuff. We practicing. But
yeah, stay the fuck away from me on Valentine's Day. Yeah, Valentine's unless you're my Day, man.
Or even prom. Like if you go to prom with somebody, you gotta be doing something nasty at the end of the night, right?
I feel like that and New Year's.
New Year's. What's the mistletoe thing of this jig?
You know that's actually Christmas. But it's like when everybody, the ball drops and they say it's 12, you're supposed to kiss the person you're with.
I think you're supposed to pray to God. Thank the Lord for another year.
No, I mean, well, everybody does the New Year's kiss. Like, and I've definitely been out with somebody on New Year's. That's what I'm saying. Why does everybody ask me out on the weirdest days? Like,
them nasty days, them clap the cheeks days.
They don't get it though, child. So.
That's hilarious.
And they still be trying.
They're supposed to try. And it's your job, it's woman's job to try to turn these men down all the time. That's how you know how strong and powerful you are. You're like, I only had one penis this year. I'm doing great.
How many pussies did you have this year? Yeah, right. Did y'all see that thing with Freddie Gibbs? He like was bent over showing his asshole.
Come on.
Okay, only reason why I'm asking is because on Valentine's Day, he posted up a video with him and his new girl. Looked like they was in Dubai, living life. So his baby mama was like, oh no, the fuck you don't, nigga.
Come on, no she didn't.
So you thought it was sweet out here in this motherfucking street? She posted this picture and everybody said it was him. with his butt out. But like, I was looking and I'm like, have you ever sent anybody a picture like that? And I'm not saying like, listen, okay, hear me out. Hear me out. You know how like the other day somebody was like, take a picture of this so you could show me because it feels like something's right here. Take a picture.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? And I took the picture. And if you look in my phone, you'd be like, the fuck type shit is going on?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's weird, but I took the picture so they could see a spot that they couldn't see. Do you think like he took the picture trying to see like, damn, is there something on my ass? Your butt.
Nah, family. Like, I don't even know how
gay about it.
Yes, it is. I think if a man know how his butt look, you gay. Like, how you know your butt look? I don't know how my shit look. I never looked back there and see how it looked before.
What if you wiped too hard and felt like there was a cut so you had to look to see?
I probably wouldn't even see. I just try to feel for the alcohol and bam. Ah, you know what I'm talking about? I'm never going to look at my... I never see how my butt looked before.
So you'll hold your shit, but you won't look at your asshole.
I ain't hold my shit. There's a tissue in it. You know what I'm saying? But
that's still like, you holding it.
I would never look at my butt. There's no way impossible in life that I turned around, looked in the mirror and seen my butt. Well, I can't look back and look back at it.
What if you felt the bump? That's what I'm saying. So you have to take a picture with your phone.
I'm never going to... I can't even tell you how my butt looked. I can't tell you that shit.
Like, ever. If I was trying to see something, I would take take it with a picture. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm really going to defend him on this one. Because I could see if he was sticking a finger up there. Then I'd be like, all right, my man. It is what it is. But he was like, kind of like...
Is he like bent over or is he like...
It's like he's running it. Like he's trying to see if he got a bump there or some shit. I don't know.
Did he have lotion on his head? So he probably took a picture of him?
No, it just looked like... I'm telling you what it looked like to me. Like maybe he felt something back there and was like, let me make sure my shit is all right. And she must have been going through his phone and seen the shit. I don't feel like he would just send nobody this picture. Because like what...
Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you, real shit. Like me and my boys is pranking one of my boys for like 6 months, and we sent him like an Asian and black girl. Like, and it was like, yo, I met you in a club that night. He all souped up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And we was like, send a picture of your toes. Like he went and got a pedicure, send a picture of his toes. This nigga sent a picture of his butt. This nigga was drinking the whole thing. Wow, shit! But it's us the whole time.
Hell no, y'all wanted to see this nigga.
No, I didn't. No.
Yes, you did. Why would you make him send that?
It wasn't the hole. It was just him turned around. We tried to see how far this motherfucker would go. He lied to us and told us that the girl, like, we went to his house, right? We sitting around. We was like, oh, I'm about to come see you right now. He told us we got to leave and everything. Like, yo, you remember Shorty right here? Send us pictures. We took mad different naked pictures from different places. They ain't had nothing to do. This nigga lying to us, telling like the girl about to walk in. So we like, all right, we gonna wait till she come in, then we gonna leave.
So you seen a picture of his dick?
No, I didn't see a picture of his meat. I seen a picture of he had his butt out and his toes. So, I mean, it wasn't me all in order. It wasn't me all in order.
This is questionable. This is a questionable story.
I promise, we just bullshitting though.
But I feel like niggas love telling me questionable stories.
That's not questionable.
No, let me tell you. Nigga was telling me a questionable story where he said that for the longest of time, him and his boys were like fuck bitches together. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of, I've heard something like that before. But then he was like, yeah. And like, we also... We also used to fuck, what do you call those things? Like, that's like when you make a pussy.
Yeah,
but when you in jail.
A Susie.
Now, mind you, he wasn't in jail. He said they made Susie.
Yeah.
And put him, like, and was fucking the Susies together.
Come on, family.
In the same room at the same time. Nah. And he was like, but that's when we was virgins. And I'm like, why you tell me this?
Yeah, no more. Like, I mean, because you know how you and your guys are. You every time you get a guy, he a little sussy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. No. Now I don't even. If any story like that comes out, I run because I heard what you said. But only because it's like, and I don't have nothing wrong with anybody and their sexuality if that's what you want to do. But like, if you're actively doing shit that I feel like is not on the verge of me then I'm just not, I'm not okay. Page.
You gotta be in the same
page. I'm not okay with that. That.
I don't want anybody to smoke cigarettes.
Have you jerked off in front of one of your friends before?
No, come on. I look like.
See, because isn't that the same thing?
A smashing
fucking
girl?
A Susie in front of, they both fucking Susies together.
Yeah, that Susie shit is wild. The most you did is like, you know what I'm saying? We probably had sex with different girls and stuff in the room and shit like that. Other than that, ain't no, none of us touching. Hopefully you're not looking at me. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're not looking at me, but that's the type of shit you do when you're young. You know what
I was going to say, what age does that stop? Because we've talked about this before.
Out of college. Like, if you, during college, it should stop. You know what I'm saying? You probably get a couple in college or whatever the case is. Then you'd be like, you know what I mean? You don't know who was who really at the end of the day. Because back in the day, I didn't even know that it's like gay people for real. I really didn't
know. How did you even talk girls into, excuse me. How did you even talk girls into doing that?
Nah, they like you and your man. That's how it is. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing crazy. A lot of times it'd be like, oh, she's probably sneaking off with you and she's probably sneaking off with your man. You know what I'm saying? We probably like, oh, look at this girl. She thinks she's playing this. You know what I'm saying? And she'd be always down, but nothing like that.
What if she really do want to just fuck with y'all separately?
Nah, she do. She actually was.
And then what happened?
And it probably wasn't even me also. It was one of my other boys too. You know what I'm saying?
He was like, well, since you fucking him and fucking me, why don't you fuck us together?
So it would be.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I think a nigga try you like that just because they want to fuck you with their man.
I mean, like I said, back in the day, it's like...
AKA, they want to fuck their man.
That's what I'm saying. As you get older, you start seeing that more gay things was coming out. When I was young, I didn't really know nothing like that. And it's crazy because a lot of my boys that I played ball with and stuff like that, I found out was gay later on, but everybody was hiding him back in the day. So you wouldn't even know. Everybody trying to holler at girls. You just know that he's trying to holler at girls. You ain't know. But now he's older. He's married to a man.
Because this is what I'm saying. Like, y'all say, like, you have so many girls do this. The only person in my life that's... what the fuck? The only person in my life that's ever tried me like that, that nigga is definitely gay. Like, I don't, like... I've heard things about him after the fact or whatever, but like I was highly offended when he came at me like, yo, you know, but he was like opening up like, yeah, this is what I'm into. Too. He was like this, like it turns me on to like this, this, that. And I was like, oh, that don't do that for me.
Yeah, it's just threesomes, you know.
And here's the thing, the nigga, I had known the nigga way before he did. Like me and the nigga knew each other. And he was new to the situation. Yeah. But I think maybe they had some shit that I didn't know about. So he started trying to talk to me and he tried to, that was like his first approach though. And I'm like, wow. Obviously I was younger, but it came out later on.
Yeah, if a guy do that now, he's definitely gay. Guaranteed.
Yeah, right? Now he probably is, right?
Yeah, older, he said this here, yo, me and my man want to smash you. Like, what the fuck?
He's wearing a boa for sure.
Guaranteed. And even with women, like if I go to a girl house, she's like, yeah, me and my girl want you. I'm like, oh, they play around. Like right away. They have to.
Because no way you about to volunteer some shit like that if you ain't already doing it.
These girls already been playing around with each other. So I hear exactly what
But
you're
I
saying.
Was so shocked. I was more shocked, not at the guy that approached me, because like, again, him, I didn't know well. At the other nigga. I knew that nigga. I was like, this motherfucker. Like,
yeah, you okay with watching this man meet? And
nigga,
all
but you know me, I couldn't wait to tell somebody. I was like, y'all think these niggas be fucking.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah,
but
that's what
I'm saying. In a way where it's like, because I knew somebody he was fucking with. So I'm like, oh, now I got to call her immediately because this was weird.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I was just, we were drinking, right? We were like, no, we
drunk
weren't.
Words and sober thoughts. That's what that sound like.
It's like, it was so crazy because he really tried to act like he didn't even remember. Like, what? Like, when? And I'm like, you know when, nigga. When you got cut the fuck off. Anyway.
Early.
Let's talk about some people and help them with some advice. Y'all crazy as hell for God. I don't even want one person to touch me.
Yeah, it's nasty. They have two in... If I say you have two in 1 year, you're a whore.
Again, I'm not judging.
What the
I'm
hell you have... What are you when you have two penises at one time in one day? Jesus Christ.
I mean, you fucked more than one girl in one day.
Again, back in the day, that type of stuff like that was like stuff you do back in the day. Now, I look at myself even being disgusting like, damn, bro, what the fuck? That's a lot of,
so, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I can't believe I was even doing stuff like that. That was really, really disgusting. It's like, I used to have sex with this person, then this person. It's like,
it's insane. It's almost like, what was niggas thinking at any point in time? So that's why sometimes I agree with you with stuff when you're like, all right, you shouldn't. Because there's definitely things that I regret. And typically,
waste of time.
It's like, what the fuck was I doing? I promise you, this shit baffles my mind sometimes.
Yes.
I'm like, yo, this motherfucker came up. So now me, I be like, you ever seen that show where they be popping a balloon and shit? They be like, yeah, and I'm 20, boop. And I like to go boop. Like, that be me in real life with people. Like, anytime, when I tell you, everybody makes me want to pop a balloon. They said there's pee in the dating pool.
See, girls can delete jobs. We can't delete ours. We be looking at girls that we touch and be like, what the fuck was I thinking? I don't even drink, so I must have just been nasty as hell. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are like, I was drinking. I was drunk. I don't even drink. So what the fuck was I doing? I was just being a nasty piece of shit.
Let me tell you something. I never seen a Uber Eats group delivery. Did you see that before?
No.
It just popped up. My sister's ordering something, and they asking me what I want to order. I'm like, oh, this shit is fire. I ain't got to pay.
Let's go.
The first thing I thought is bill? I ain't got to pay.
Can you split the bill? That's kind of
I'm
dope.
Not trying to. Hold on. Let me order my food, y'all. Sorry. I'm trying to get in on this, though. Y'all want something?
Yeah, I'm down. Send me some of my IDs.
I don't think it's going to get there for a while.
Yeah, I'm in the country. I don't think they even got Uber Eats out here. Taryn, you got Uber Eats out this motherfucker? Hell no. They don't even come out this bitch.
For real?
Hell no. You'll get Ubers and stuff. You'll get shit out here.
You know that got to be bad because I live in the country and there's Uber Eats.
I'm in the country.
Hold on. Sorry, y'all.
Twerk, I can't believe you ain't get your girl a engagement ring for Valentine's Day, bro. What the fuck do you think?
I just crashed my car. I'm trying to get that back on the road.
How you crash your car?
It was snowing and I slid. But not for nothing. Know what I noticed? Like a lot of people that get engaged and married, their shit hasn't been lasting. Like they be dating for years. And as soon as they pop the question, yo, you're a great example, bro.
Who? What are you talking about?
Y'all could be fine for years. Yo, it's great until you pop the question, then it happens. Like all my friends, family, they're cool dating, everything's going well. They propose, they only last for like a month or two after. Something like that. Yeah, they go, oh, I'm engaged. Before you know, they're not even together anymore. So I'm seeing that more and more often.
But I think that you think engagement is like the girl thinks she's already married and the man still feel like he's single. So the girl will really show her real true colors, and that's what I think that you really do need. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have, you know. See what it is. See if the janitor going to stop smoking weed when you get him an executive job. You know what I'm saying? See how much it really do means to him. Because a lot of women's like, I'm not going to sit there and treat you like a husband. You ain't my husband yet. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they got another gear. If they got another gear, let's see what that next gear is. So, you know, pre-marry them and see what you really got at the end of the day.
So you would get engaged again? Excuse me. Damn, what the
hell
fuck
yeah,
is happening?
I'm a guy to get married. Hell yeah. I'm a marriage material type of guy. I'm like a structural base type of guy. I don't need. I'm not like a guy to be single.
Oh, I thought I put it on mute. I was like,
this girl. No, I am. I'm really structured to be in an organization type of, you know, marital type of thing. For real, I'm structured. I'm a structured guy for a marriage. I'm a structured guy for a family. I'm a family man. You know what I'm saying? I got my Bible base. I'm really structured, but I'm not like the guy to be out here in the streets fucking all these bitches shit like that. I never got nothing out of that shit. That shit was never nothing for me. I was just doing it because of your atmosphere.
I do feel like y'all get to 40 years old and start to feel like that.
No, like I've been like that for years.
40.
No,
Like y'all resort back to bullshit probably like around 46. It's like y'all be shit. Cool. Yeah, y'all be cool for like a cool 6 years. And then y'all niggas is like, I can't take this bitch no more. And then y'all are out of it.
I promise you, the woman can make a man change. Woman is all about the woman. If she start changing and doing certain things, you'd be like, oh, that ain't the person I fell in love with. That ain't the person that I did. This ain't the person I stopped fucking with all these bitches for. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the woman. If the
woman change, cannot change a man. The man has to change himself. Because no, it'd be, yo, I promise you, it'd be a man when he ready in time. It'd be a man when, like, all of that. It's y'all. Because the woman, look, we done stayed, trust me, I know plenty of women, me being a one as well, that has stayed with a nigga that I'm not happy no more. This nigga not fucking me like he used to. He not doing shit he used to do, but I'm staying in it because this is my man and I'ma stick beside him. Like, y'all motherfuckers will be like, bitch, gain 5 pounds? Hell no. Like, no, hell y'all no. Niggas don't fuck with somebody if y'all just don't want to fuck with them. It's in the time. I don't think it has to do with the person.
The woman, if she keep that house energy high, she keep everything good, I promise you, that man would always stay comfortable and stay peaceful. This would be his safe zone. I'm telling you. Let that man,
sometimes
let that be that
men
man
just
safe
come
zone.
Damaged. They come do, damaged.
But you got to know.
They don't heal themselves and they just jump into the next thing. And then when you jump into the next thing, you end up hurting people, hurt people. So you end up being toxic in the situation.
Listen, Gloria, I would not buy a car that's total wreck. A lot of girls be, like you said, these guys be total wreck. But if you a girl that know how to change tires and this guy just got a flat tire and you could know how to patch it up and do it.
That nigga gonna get you to change a tire and drive right past your ass.
Please, bitch.
A Spanish bitch.
Have you in the truck?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, shit, I personally helped a nigga. You get what I'm trying to say? And when the nigga got up, he did weird shit. And, you know, it was a man, an older man that told me, don't help a nigga. Like, when a nigga get up, he out. Like, that's what niggas do.
Nah, that ain't true.
A grown, successful man told me that.
Nah, I hear you, but it ain't true. I mean, you got to find every man not the same. You know what I'm saying? When you find
every
somebody.
Every man not the same, but he has a young wife that he left another bitch for, and she was there with him through the grind. Like, I've seen that happen with a lot of people. Niggas be homeless, cheating on bitches, living with the bitch.
Yeah, all day long. All day long. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. So, you don't think she trying to help you by putting a roof over your fucking head? And the niggas still do
have
dirty.
But you got to know what you have, what you're buying. You got to know what you're going after. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, girls, this shit is clearly a Volkswagen.
Man, but girls be going to the grocery store for hours. Girls going to the clothing store for hours and come out with two pieces. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't even give that much time to your man. You see what I'm saying? Somebody you want to spend time with, somebody you're letting go inside of your body. You don't even give that much time for that. So it's like, it's really
see,
the
that's
girl
not
for
me.
The end of the day.
I can't relate to that. Like, the way that I am, I like that. Well, not no more. I'm fucking changing in a way where I could tell because I've always been about my business. But now, like, really, my business comes before everything. Like, I used to really, like, be like, well, if I love this person, I'm going to balance my time. Fuck that shit. Balance my time. And then I end up taking away from myself, my business, and pouring into them. Now they're thriving. And I'm struggling with my business because I'm so busy.
You can't look at it like
worrying about
like
that. You. Somebody that does the right happen. One out
there. It does happen. But, you know what I'm saying? If I shoot the basketball, it's not going to always go into. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. You have to know that. Yeah. You have to know that. But see, me, the good thing about me, that my cup always overflows. So it's like, even if a motherfucker stops me, if I stop myself, if I fuck my shit up, like, I'm a hustler, so I get right back to it. So it don't never, like, you know, like, no, just like you, just like twerk, like, we all the same when it comes to that. Like, niggas ain't never gonna stop the money, even if it might slow down for a couple days.
That's cool. That's
and then
cool.
You like, oh, niggas tried to take me off my pivot?
Early.
Hell nah. And then
now
you go
harder. Now you go exactly. Harder. Yeah.
And then it's so dope because like you don't have to be boastful. Your shit speaks for itself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. While everybody else is trying to like shit on each other. It'd be so crazy out here.
Economy. That's why I stay out the way.
Crabs in a barrel ass shit. You know what I mean? But anyway, let's get into it. Let's give some advice out. Some good advice, the hood advice.
Yes.
If they want to reach out to us and get a good word. What do they do? Twerk. You got fired from that job, Wax.
Yeah.
Got you. Yo, if you want to DM us, check us out on IG at Bully and the Beast Podcast. And you can check us out on the email at thebullyandthebeastpodcast@gmail.com.
Look at that. That boy good.
That's great.
Wax is crying. Like, let me see the remove the shades. If I see a tear, I'm gonna slap you.
he said the email so great.
He did. I don't know why I didn't think about this years ago.
Why wouldn't I think about that either? Like, I can't even read. How do you think I can remember letters?
I don't know. And yeah. I felt like because of you, it was fucking up. But ever since Twerk has been doing job, we've been, the email's been running forward.
They've been thriving.
They thriving. This house crazy. Business booming, man, okay?
Early. Because they was doing something wrong. I guess they was putting the at or the th inside the Gmail or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
It was you. I believe it was you fucking it up, is what it was. But we're going to get into it. This is a good question because you know what? I have no fucking... Okay, no. Here we go. Hey, Wax and L'Oreal.
Yep.
Quick question for you both. I've always been curious about the names you go by. How did you come up with them? And is there a reason you don't use your real names? Just curious. Thanks. Omanika Williams.
Omanika's.
That's not her real name either.
I hope not.
Wax got it because he never cleaned his ears.
Yes. How you know that's so good?
I know. And like it was pouring out one day. And they was like, ew, Wax. And he turned around. And it was like, look, that's his name. And that's how it happened.
Oh my gosh. Look at this. How you no, get so real. Good?
How'd you get your name, Wax?
I got my name from my dude, Chat. In the hood, I was 13 years old, and a girl I was talking to was 17. Her boyfriend was 18. But everybody thought I was older. All my boys was like 17, 18 years old. You know what I'm saying? So he found out I was talking to his girl, and he tried to fight me. I beat the shit out of him. It was like, yo, Wax. He waxed both of them. So. I ask Chap all the time, like, Wax, but it fits me. It makes sense. So it's like, you know,
you Wax. You waxed both of them.
Yeah, I waxed both of them. It was retarded. You know
that's a good story. You know what's crazy? I never heard that story.
Yes, that's a story.
I heard that puppy story so many times.
You trying to hurt my feelings? And Valentine's Day just now fucking passed. Like, we're not going to do that.
I actually told this story on the Morning Hustle the other day. I was like, because Wax tells this story every year on Valentine's Day.
Yes, I stopped talking. I stopped telling the story. But it was at the time. Yes.
Okay. So me, I got my name because I was doing music. I've been doing music since I was small. And I never really liked my name, like ever. So I used to go by Ricochet, which was hilarious. I remember when somebody told me my name was what my rap name was, Whack. And I was like, oh, it's Whack. I was like, so what's something better then? And they was like, L'Oreal. Actually, it was Baby Paul and KP, who he like discovered T.I. and all kind of people.
So you must have had Deirdre, and it was like L'Oreal.
No, stupid. He was thinking of like the makeup. He was like, you need something girly. Oh. He's like, why would that be? He was like, you need something girly like L'Oreal. And I was like, ugh, that's why would that be my name? I was like, that sounds ridiculous. So then he was like, come up with something. And then come back, because I like, everybody knew I could rap my ass off. So they was like, you too nice to have like a whack name. So
yeah,
they was
like, come back.
And then we gonna help you, like, come back with a name.
Please.
And I came back and he was like, what's the name you came back with? And I was like, I got the perfect one. He said, what? I was like, L'Oreal.
I like L'Oreal. I see L'Oreal in the shampoo bottles.
Yeah, that's what I said. I say L'Oreal like the makeup. Shampoo, it's cosmetic. So at the end of the day, I don't wear or use anything L'Oreal, by the way. But I will if they have a check for me.
L'Oreal.
I would say that's the best thing known to man. And Twerk, y'all know how Twerk got his nickname. But Twerk, let them know.
Twerk, man. I got my name Twerk. Shout out to Jason Lee. Man, we first had him on the show. And they found out that I did stand-up comedy. The guys, Billy and the Beast, found out, man. And they put him on the screen. And we know the joke that they turned to, they skipped through the set, and the set that the joke that they turned to was me twerking, shaking my booty on the screen. Of course.
So you know how your butt looked.
He basically was Freddie Gibbs before Freddie Gibbs. By the way, Spready Gibbs was trending. They started calling him Spready Gibbs. So that's how he got his nickname. Go ahead, Twerk.
Yeah, that's how I got my name, Twerk, man. My stand-up stuff. I still, everybody's like, yo, why do you still have that on YouTube? It's horrible. It's classic now. It's going to be in the Stand-Up Hall of Fame. So check that out if y'all want to see it. Just Google Angelo Scarfone. My stand-up should pop up.
His twerk game is terrible. So it's actually...
So you definitely looked in the mirror out of the shower and tried to do that joke because you got to practice all the time.
Why I got to be out the shower?
Because why you had to twerk? Like, did you ever try to twerk before?
Why are you thinking about twerk being in the shower?
I'm just saying, not in the shower. Just like, because I know I never even looked at my butt before. You know what I'm saying? Am I the only guy like that? Do you know how your shit look?
You never looked at your butt.
I never looked at my shit. I don't know how my shit look.
I don't believe him.
I promise y'all know how my shit look. Twerk, you know how your shit look?
Bro, you gotta just make sure you're good sometimes.
Nah. I told you.
This motherfucker behind his butt look. What the fuck is
I told you. That's why I think Freddie Gibbs, he would just check in like for some health purposes.
Bro, if a man know how his butt look, he's kind of sus. I don't fuck you know how your butt look, man.
You gotta make sure
it's good. Yeah, because, it's your body.
Yeah, because I don't know what my girl be seeing. Like, I don't want to be, like, let me make sure my shit good just in case my girl want to, you know what I mean? Something happens and she sees something crazy she don't want to see down there. And make sure
what
I'm good.
What is she doing by your butt? What's going on? Every position is from the back, from the side. Like, your butt is, she can't see your butt.
She might be eating his butt.
If I get up or something. Like,
get up to do what? She's supposed to get the fucking towel and shit because you made her nut more.
Butt.
If a man got to get the towel, you ain't make her nut.
Oh. Yeah. No, the man got to get the towel.
I'm not getting it. You made the man get the towel.
You're right, though. Because if he doing what's supposed to be done, you like, don't you move.
Yeah, you get the towel, it's the chips. You know what I'm saying? The drink. You know what I'm saying?
Or you might get the towel because you like, that shit was terrible. Get this nigga the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Get the towel.
Who gets the towel? Whoever gets the towel got to stay up and get the drink and go get the chips. And, you know what I'm saying?
And get the door.
You know what I'm saying?
Get or the Uber. Fuck out
of it. No way.
And call the Uber.
Girl, okay. Get the towel, bro.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Okay, let's take a second from the Bully and the Beast podcast to talk about Factor. Now, I know a lot of us have fitness goals. We want to look right in our clothes. We want our bodies to be snatched and on point. And now's the time to do it. But sometimes we're a little too busy to figure out what we can eat to get that goal started. So you can get started on your resolutions with Factor so you're ready for this new year. Now, Factor is ready to eat meal, delivers, and takes the stress out of meal planning. It sets you up for success for the new year. Skip the grocery stores, prep work, and cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered directly to your door. How easy is that? It's over 35 meals to choose from per week, so you're never going to get bored. And they also have options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, which I love, veggie, and more. Plus over 55 weekly add-ons. You'll have a ton of nutrients and flavorful options to kickstart your resolutions. Now you can forget frantic lunch preps and rush dinners. Factor's 2-minute meals are your secret weapon in the new year. Fuel up fast with restaurant quality meals, all delivered right to your door. And 2-minute meals, who can beat that? Now, Factor offers loads of snack options like breakfast, smoothies, juices, snacks, and more
to keep me going no matter what's on the schedule. And I'm sure y'all are going to love this too. You can skip the overpriced takeout trap. You know, when you think you're only paying like $20, then you get to the delivery fees and you're paying damn near $100. Well, Factor is cheaper and way more delicious and cleaner than takeout. Get chef-crafted, restaurant-quality meals delivered directly to your door. They're ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes, which means more time for you, your family, and to focus on your other goals. Need a special occasion meal? This is super easy. Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options done easily. Nobody would even know that this is like a delivery service. It'll be kind of like Ms. Doubtfire. You know, when things get hectic, Factor is super flexible for you as well. They'll change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week. Or you can reschedule your deliveries anytime. It's super easy. Stress less over mealtime and the new year. Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Free up time otherwise spent on shopping, cooking, and cleanup. No more wasting time in the damn kitchen, because who wants to stay there all the time? Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions, when I'm too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals so I can keep it right and keep it tight. They got offerings like Protein Plus, Keto, all kind of special meal plans so I can stay on track. And I know you too want to get that body right. This is definitely going to come in handy for those new year goals. Factor has everything we need for a week of flavorful, nutritious meals. I love Factor. This is my new go-to. And in addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have those cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more to keep me energized during frantic times when I don't have the time to cook. Healthy, delicious, and convenient. Head to factormeals.com/bully50 and use code bully50 to get 50% off. That's half off. All you got to do is use code bully50 at factormeals.com/bully50 to get 50% off. Now back to our show.
Okay, so that's that on that. Let's give out some real advice now.
We got.
This doesn't make sense.
Fucking know his butt look.
No, it's a girl complaining about her guy.
Yeah, but look, it says my 26.
She is 26. She's a 26.
Me, oh, I'm okay. Yeah. Okay, so she's 26. Her husband's 28. And he failed his driver's test yesterday. That led him to be pretty distant and mad after. He blames me for not looking up something in our way regarding the test.
Come on, bro.
And that's the question he failed. My schedule has also delayed his test for months now, so I understand his frustration. He stayed cold when I arrived from work, and while he rarely shares what's on his mind, even after days of pestering, this time he decided to tell me the only thing I've been useful for is getting him a green card.
Okay, sounds about right.
He felt bad after trying to tell me sorry, and I was just busy doing my own thing. I mean, how much longer should I let this man drag me down? After that, he got pretty mad. I told him, I think it's clear we weren't a match. We've been struggling since we got married. So he began saying, let's get divorced. And I agreed once he started yelling, saying he will talk to the lawyers today.
Yeah.
From there, a lot of things he did were escalated. Yesterday, he slept on the couch. He's never done that, no matter how mad he's gotten. Today, I asked him to tell his mother and contact the lawyer. Told me to do it myself now. So I sent him all the forms completed and asked for signatures. Uh-huh. I think I'm just tired of being miserable. Am I being crazy, or is this a normal response, or either side? Oh, or is this a normal response on either side? Sorry.
Yes, I think this is very normal. A lot of guys who get their green card, once they get straight, they skedaddling. You know what I'm saying?
What did we just say?
Yeah, come on, man. You know what time it is. But that's because he went into it with an ulterior motive. You know what I'm saying? A lot of time, what we talking about before, people just split up and go different ways because they grow different. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not. I said once you help somebody sometimes, and their ulterior motives was to come in the door and be helped. And then they find somebody else that they actually would have went for had they been good in the first place. I mean, it just happens that way.
Yeah. But yeah, but a lot of times when it comes to green card, it's like really like.
Yeah, he needed to be good. He needed his footing in America. He needed that license. And the closer he came to getting that license and the green card, the quicker he would have been out of there anyway.
Yeah, and that's why he started treating you worse and worse and worse. And as soon as the divorce happened, he get to stay out here and go over there with Susie. Because he tired of you. He tired of you.
Tired? He never probably... Yo, that sounds like a user. Like, okay, you're mad that I didn't look up something for your fucking test?
I have nothing to do with you, ma'am.
I got my license.
And what you doing it? You're trying to get licensed at 28 anyway, bro. What the fuck? I hope it's CDL.
Because he probably has a license in the other country. It's easier. Okay. Or, you know, whatever. Well, I'm not sure if it's easier, but I remember, like, you could get temporary license in other state, other countries when you have your license. So I don't know if the process is hard, easy, or whatever, but all you got to do is sign some fucking papers when you're in another and get a temporary license. But the fuck? You look up your own shit. Like, it's bad enough I got to help you move in this country, nigga. Now you need me to take your permit test.
That's what I was saying. Come on, bro. He is being a little hard on you, sis. You was my sister. I go ahead and talk to him. Like, yo, how you want to do this? Want to move my sister out? Like, you're not going to have her feeling bad and shit like that. Because that's not cool. You have nothing to do with that.
I hope he paid her for the green card.
But they be giving like $2,500. And the most I heard be like 20 G's because the family is up and they just want their family. They got a company out here. And they want the kid to come out here and run their company. You see what I'm saying? So they might give you $20,000.
Yeah, my people's got 40, but I know two girls. I know a girl that actually got 60, but he was like a gay man. Yeah. And not just that, he would continue to help her. So like they were friends and she like did it or whatever. He gave her 60. She blew through that. And then she would like need help here and there. And like, they still had to do things to show that they were together. So he would kind of just like, be like, all right, we do this. Like, I'm gonna just help you with this. Like, it was
How much would you do it for?
Any amount of money, because this is what I'm about to tell you.
Talk to me.
What people don't understand is depending on what state you live in, the divorce is finna cost you. So unless y'all don't have any assets or anything and y'all could just both walk away. But if you acquire a house or anything in that time, that motherfucker could take half of his shit. So I would never do that unless we're talking about a man that really wants to marry me and move me to a fucking Saudi Arabia and give me like fucking
absolute money,
$100 million.
That's
so,
what I was asking. That's what I was saying. I was asking, what's your number? 100 million is L'Oreal's number.
Yeah, I mean, 100 million, but yeah, I'll marry him.
Turk, how much you would do it for? Even your situation with your girl, how much would you do it for?
Yeah, I would honestly do it for like 10 grand.
You'll tell your girl, just understand. Let me get this thing real quick. Chill the fuck out.
You would throw her out of the fucking window for 10 grand?
Oh, I thought you meant if it was her, like somebody like her. I didn't know. I had to be with my girl and try to.
I'm talking about your situation you in right now. How much would it take?
Oh, no, it'd have to probably be over like 80 grand or more.
Like 100.
Yeah, that's what people do, right? Like 100 grand and shit.
Yeah, but you would leave your girl.
Your girl got to come to the wedding and everything. Yes. Your girl got to come to your wedding and everything, yo.
Damn. Oh, yeah, word.
No, I guess you don't technically got to leave her because it is really fake, but you just she going to have to deal with it.
I like give her a percentage of the bread. That's it. I need something wired up front. So, you know what I mean? To keep her at bay.
You think she'll be okay with it?
Yeah, she like money.
You gonna miss him like that, buddy.
Right.
We all like money. Okay. So yeah, I feel like sometimes you have to really just like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like in a space right now where I don't trust a lot of motherfuckers, but I don't think you should. And I think that certain people come in with an agenda and they are users. And the only reason why I really feel like that is because when things don't go his way of him, whatever, it's like he gets mad at you. He blames you. This is like a grown man.
Yeah.
Like, you're already helping him by him being able to live here. Yeah. It's very much easier here, I'm sure, than where he was, or else he wouldn't be here trying to figure it out.
Exactly.
So the fact that he wants a divorce and the go, nigga, what the fuck? And if he's sleeping on the couch, that means that's your house too. Because another name, like, you could go sleep on the couch and get out, especially because he's nasty. So clearly that she's the one that's running shit. And he can go.
Yeah, let him go, bro.
Let him go. Like, the problem with us people is that we be holding on to shit that's, like, one, not holding on to us, and two, not beneficial for you in any kind of way.
No.
And not healthy either.
No, not at all. Stress is the number one killer, man.
Come on. Like, I'm not even talking about monetary beneficial. I'm talking about this motherfucker can't lift your spirits. This motherfucker can't. He just got you sad and upset all the damn time.
Yes,
what the fuck is the benefit of having him around?
Is he praying with you? Is he trying to grow and build?
Come on.
Yeah, instead of just maintaining, like, oh, we can stay here. Like, no, that ain't life. That ain't life. Going around in a circle is not life, man.
This don't sound like a godly man. Not the way he's acting.
Not the way he's treating this woman. No way. No way. And I wasn't the best. I can't say I was the best all the time my whole life, but I still never treat a woman like that, though. I'm the brain. Unless I really don't like her. You know what I'm saying? He's showing he don't like you. He don't even want you around. He don't want to touch you. If a man sit there and say he's... A woman make you go sleep on the couch, yeah. But a man sit there and say he's going to go sleep on the couch? Yes, that ain't right.
If a nigga do that with me, I'd be like, we over.
It's done.
You over.
It's over. If I go sleep on the couch and we ain't arguing nothing, we having our little differences, and I go sleep on the couch, nah.
That's not necessarily true.
What? You did that before? That's corny as hell.
I fell asleep in my car one time. I went to smoke.
That's cap. That's cap, Your Honor.
What happens when you fall asleep? You just finished nothing. So you was watching porn, or you was watching, like, a girl was playing with, doing her little sexy shit, her titties and shit like this, and you nutted and you
had a bitch in the car.
There's no way that you didn't nut and you went to sleep in your car. What type of fucking weed you was smoking?
Well, my girl was in my bed, like, and I went to my car to smoke, and I fell asleep in the car, and I woke up like, oh shit, like at 7 in the morning.
Did she believe you?
She didn't notice. She was knocked out the whole time. I was like, oh shit. I just went back to the bed.
I both was doing the exact same shit.
She didn't notice
it. I went right back
they
to the bed.
They were cheating on each other.
Yeah, they were. I do understand being together for a long time and maybe a nigga's watching something over here, you watching something over here, drifting off. Yeah, that might happen. And then you get up in the middle of the night and come to bed. But, like, not the car.
Or the couch.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you on the couch watching some shit I ain't want to watch, and I'm in the room and you fell asleep watching the shit, you'll get up.
You can't fall asleep, though. Something like that. You need a leg lock or something. Like, something to help you get in that deep sleep. Other than that, you, like, turn over, like, I'm missing something.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get up in the middle of the night and still come in the room or whatever. But I've definitely...
she come get you.
Or that. I've definitely had to go wake my nigga up, like, bed.
Now.
Yeah. And he get up. Like, that's how it's supposed to be. But
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, leave so trick.
Leave that trick. Yeah, leave that nigga.
Whoop that trick.
That's what it was. Whoop that trick.
She said, leave that trick. No, she got to get the fuck up out of there. That nigga ain't no good for nobody.
Actually, I hate when people put
their burdens on other motherfuckers, too.
I hate it.
Yeah, you the fuck up. How you gonna get mad at me because you failed? You fucking failed.
Yeah. What if you were smarter? Like, I know I couldn't sit there and read the fucking test for the DMV. You know what I'm saying? So I had to find a different way. I know I could never. I never passed a test in my life. Any written test in my whole life, I failed.
No. What a shocker!
I even failed the fucking ASVAB test. You know what I'm saying? Like. So I know a certain ways I got to do things. So I go to the, I find a girl at the fucking DMV, and that's how I pass. You know what I'm saying? I know I couldn't read the fucking questions and answer it. So she's like, listen, just put everything C and put the, give me the card and I got you. And I sit there and pass. Only way I pass. Other than that, I still not have my license. If I had to ask you.
I believe you. So that's all that matters. Okay. So we're just telling her, so she's not crazy.
No.
It's not a normal response on his behalf.
No.
That's just giving, I don't know, get away from him. I wonder how long they were together before it is.
Yeah, what is it? 3 years they got to be together before he got to get out of there? He was just buying time. And he probably married with somebody else anyway.
No, once he got the green card, he's straight.
Oh, yeah? Oh, he
was treating
you like shit for a while then.
Oh, that's it. He don't have to treat it. Usually, like I said, that's usually how it goes. I watch 90 Day Fiancé like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That shit, once they get their green card, oh, that motherfucker start cheating. They get a job too. Oh, nah. The green card and a job? If they get a job or the person got money, oh, they divorce them, take all their money.
Right away.
They divorce them, take their money.
And what type of jobs do they usually get when they come over here?
Nah, because at first they can't work on the books, so they trying to get anything.
Landscaping.
Yeah, like mowing the lawn, shit. Washing dishes and shit.
Yeah.
Off the table money. But then after a certain amount of time, you can work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't remember how long it is, but on 90 Day Fiancé, I believe the nigga had to wait like 3 months or some shit. Or not. It was either 3 to 6 months. Either way, that's a lot of time not to earn no money and have another motherfucker take care of you.
Yes. And she did all that, bro. Show some appreciation on the other side. Like, don't do nobody like that, man.
No, that's a ulterior motive ass nigga. That's why he's treating her like that. Because he don't have to treat her good no more. He got a green card.
Yeah, like fuck
he could find his way. And but it would have been easier for him to find his way with a license.
Yes. Yes, and then he suckered you, he got you, and now he's trying to act like...
No, you should actually be happy because this sped up the process of you knowing what the fuck his intentions
are. Yes, always be happy with that, man. I was telling Turk about that earlier with engagement. It's good that people, you know, the woman going to show her true colors. You know what I'm saying? That's good. But right now, she's trying to get a ring. She's trying to get a ring. He's trying to get a green card. Somebody's trying to get something, so they're going to play a part until they feel like they got you. Once somebody think they got you by the balls, they start showing their true colors. You know what I'm saying?
They're married. She's not trying to get a ring.
Uh-uh. I'm just saying on his side, he's trying to get a green card.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Right?
So whoever is got the ulterior motive, they're going to start showing their true colors once they know they got you by the balls. Oh, I got married now. Oh, I can show myself. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you got to like not go all the way and thank God for engagement because you ain't got to go all the way. You know what I'm saying? You get to still pull
right.
back.
You're right about that.
Yeah, so go
That's
ahead
why people take
man.
So long to get married.
Yeah, guys, you got to fix all of this. You thought you pulled the car off the lot and the shit's still smoking. You bring it back to the lot. Bring it back to that shit, man.
Bring it back.
Bring that shit back, man. You got to figure this shit the fuck out because I'm not marrying this. I'm not signing this saying I'm going to lease this car for this many years if it ain't right.
I'm not mad at you. I'm with you on that.
A lot of people be like, driving off with the smoky car just happy because the car is shiny and look good. Like, all right, that bitch out here is fucking your man. You see what I'm saying? She out here doing some other shit like, you know what I mean? She was an Uber out this motherfucker before. That's why she's still smoking. And your ass sit there, Matt, you leased that fucking car for how long? 10 years, you're bugging.
I do want to take a moment and say congratulations to us, all three of us, okay?
You.
The 250th episode is now, okay?
Now?
So, yes, it's now. So, this been quite some time. I can't believe we made it this far, too.
250?
250.
Wow. With a 50?
250.
Wow.
We've been at it since 2019, bro. This is before the pandemic.
Damn, that sounds crazy. Yeah. That's so many years now. That's 5 years.
Wow. I know you for 5 years?
Nigga, I know you before that. Okay, let's get into word on the street. But don't forget, like I said to y'all, like Twerk said to y'all, if you need to reach out to us, I want a juicy one. We haven't got like a real, real juicy one. So make sure y'all send us y'all business. I want to know like what's going on. What's like, I think we should even bring somebody in to come chat with us next week or something and give us, because I need some good, like somebody that's going through some bullshit. Right. Yeah. So we want to help.
We're going to help you. You know, we're going to help y'all out.
Give y'all the good advice, the hood advice. Twerk, one more time before we get into word on the street.
Make it juicy, Twerk.
No. Oh.
Yo, you've been saying some suspect shit the whole fucking show.
Last week was wild, too. Wax was talking about how he was bent over last week.
No, I didn't. I said picture me twerking. You know what I'm saying? Picture me bent over. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying picture me bent over, but I'm like, yo, that'd be some wild, retarded ass shit, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I was saying. And I'm like, unless that girl looked the exact same way, your dude is looking at you bent over like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Picture me bent over. You
know, I just love how open you're being, Wax. Like,
no, stop. It's content behind this shit, though.
I love how
content,
open
you're being. Context.
Whatever it is, context. There's a big fence around this motherfucker with guard dogs.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but you can send us a DM at Bully and the Beast Podcast on Instagram and email us at thebullyandthebeast@gmail.com.
Oh, I got excited.
Now this nigga being real waxish.
Nah, I got
it. To be waxish.
thebullyandthebeastpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, guys. We need those emails. Appreciate it.
Yes, we do. Okay. Now let's get into Word on the Street. Rachel Dolezal, however you say that bitch's Dolezal. Name. Dolezal, the one that was trying to act like she was black and she was in the NAACP.
I love it.
White. Like, she looks really white. Like, how does she fucking trick niggas?
It's easy to get tricked. Y'all girls pull your pants down for guys that y'all supposed to be fucking. It's easy to trick y'all motherfuckers. And us, we fuck y'all motherfuckers, so we gonna get tricked.
Wait,
too.
I'm lost at what you just said. Maybe because I'm tired.
Y'all, we are designed to get tricked.
Over my head. Y'all pull y'all pants down. What?
Y'all pull y'all pants down for guys to trick y'all all the time.
Gonna have to agree.
Yes, come on. Like, we're all designed to get tricked. We get tricked from y'all motherfuckers. Y'all to try to get some bread and try to get some out of us too. So it's like, shit, you know, in the rent time, dude, that's what girls give that pussy out.
Well, this bitch looked white to me. The only person that ever tricked me besides Twerk and is this man. And I seen him, this is the craziest part. I saw him at Brian Michael Cox brunch. They were honoring the Dream. It was Grammy week. So this is 2 weeks ago, right? And I looked to my motherfucking right. And to my surprise, I see John B. I said, John B, you tricked me all this time. I thought you was light skinned. You white. They was like, L'Oreal.
John B sing the Star Single Banner, right?
No, John B was
just in case I don't make it home tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That is not John B.
That's Tevin Campbell.
No, that's not Tevin Campbell. Stop. Like, what is wrong with y'all? Just in case. Tonight. Hold on. Now y'all got me fucked up because now I can't think of who's who. Just in case, I think it's Jaheim. Just in case it's Jaheim.
Oh, it is just in case it's Jaheim. You bugger.
John B. Brunswick. sung so many songs, but he got the song with Tupac where he's like, girl, it's all right. Hey, are you still there for me now? You know what I'm talking about? I can see it in your You don't know this? Hello?
Lean on Me?
No, but his biggest song is this one. I'm going to just play it.
But they don't know?
Yeah.
You Google it. Y'all cheating.
Listen, I'm playing it for you because every song I'm singing, y'all don't know.
No way, that's hell.
He's white.
I never knew that. John B, good job.
Do you really know this song or do I got to go to the
can't hear it.
It's high.
Come on now. And the other song I was talking about was this one. Y'all don't know this pop song? You gotta be shitting me.
Oh, no, my mom always used to put this on I Do.
Y'all never heard that?
I never heard. Who is that speaking? You got somebody else on the phone?
That's Tupac.
Oh.
John B is on the hook. No, but anyway, mom, he white.
My mom always used to play the song. I do anything and everything for you. That's John B, right?
No.
That's
Black Usher. Street.
Oh.
No, this song. Hold on.
That's Black
I
Street.
Do any and anything you want to. That's Usher.
Jeez, and who's this?
It's called My Way, and it's one of his biggest fucking songs.
Right. All right, yeah, I'm out.
That sucks. Yeah, that sucks too.
And how dare you, because big shout out, I'm skipping, because I know this is in Black Excellence. Big shout out to Usher, who actually tore down Vegas just for the whole year, but then also came and did it for the fucking Super Bowl. Like, how dare you disrespect him and confuse him with John B. Like, John B's cool, but he ain't Usher.
Who did Usher? Chris Brown and Michael Jackson?
Yeah, nigga, Prince.
Prince.
I mean, Prince is Prince, though. But Usher, I mean, shit, he did the same shit. The Super Bowl performance. You got to be big to do that.
Yes.
But, shit, Bruno Mars. Uh-huh. Like, but we ain't about to say Jaheim, nigga. You got, like you said, Jaheim.
I'm bugging.
Y'all niggas is crazy. So,
Jaheim had a summer.
I ain't never say Jaheim was whack, but I said he's not Usher. Yeah. Jaheim got what? I think he got two albums. He from Jersey, that's why you go.
Yeah, Brunswick, early.
Anyway, so she done lost. She losing all her jobs, Shal. She lost her NAACP. She done lost her shit there, and now she lost her teaching job because guess what?
Why?
This girl is on only fucking fans.
No, man. So teachers got to live their life too, though.
I think so, too. But I guess teachers are not allowed to do that. So
she's not supposed to be looking at that type of stuff anyway. Like, who's seen it? The principal?
Like, who? She's in shape, too. I don't think she did nothing wrong. She came to the back.
Yeah, come on, man. The teachers, and I mean, I don't care for OnlyFans, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to promote it because I got nieces and sisters and shit like that. And it's like, you know, I think people should still be able to live their life. We need teachers. She might be really smart because she get to go out there and be nasty. And she come here and be nice to the kids. But you know how the women are who don't have sex, who don't play, and who don't orgasm? They're mean as a motherfucker to the kids. I know the teachers who wasn't getting no meat. You know what I'm saying? So the teachers that was getting meat and who's married and their kids still go to soccer and stuff like that. She's fucking probably a couple other soccer dads and shit like that. She was the nicest teacher we had. So let this mother.
That's called friendly, not nice.
She's very friendly, and we might miss Leboff. You know what I'm saying? But all the other teachers that we know that wasn't getting no meat, they was mad as hell. They were so mean. Isn't it supposed to be for the kids? Like Loria, I was saying last week about male teachers, you know what I'm saying? Probably 2 weeks ago or whatever. Would you allow your kid to have a male babysitter?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, but that's really because I look at men like they're not nurturers. Women are more like nurturers.
Yes, ma'am. And that's all I was saying.
But would I let them have a male teacher? Yes.
I mean, I think male teacher is very good. It's just certain things.
Not a babysitter. I just don't. First of all, I don't even trust men to wash a dish. I'm not going to allow them to take care of my child. Like, even sometimes when I see, like, my homeboy is, like, not with his girl and they have a newer baby. Like, it's not like an old baby. It's a newer baby. And, like, he be having that baby. I'm like, you know he a good father because she let him keep that baby by himself, like overnight all the time and all that. Not to say that you can't, but just some men, you just can't trust with that. And I think it's not because I think they're going to do something to the child. I just feel like they're a little kid. You see how they said Iman forgot to feed the kids?
You should open your legs to them, that motherfucker then.
You see how they said he forgot to feed the kids? Like,
who is that crazy? When you eat, you gotta make sure the kids, like, it's like a...
Maybe he didn't eat. Know. That's what I'm saying. Like, he might not have ate because he was running around all day. He like, I gotta feed the kids. Like, there's people like that. And it's not because they are trying to abuse the children or starve the children. It's because, like, sometimes, like, I did that one time, not fed the kids, but it was like a teenager anyway. But I was so busy running around, I'm like, oh, shit, we gotta eat. Yeah. Like, I'm okay with not eating, but I got to figure out how to feed this motherfucker in enough time and still get to where we need to go.
Dogs, too. That shit is very important. It's a responsibility that you have to do. You know what I'm
saying? That's the thing.
But that's what I was saying. Because it was like,
some men aren't responsible.
They're talking about, male teachers, nothing wrong with male teachers. Yes, coaches and certain things. You know what I'm saying? Even in a household, structure is good. Having a male teacher.
I'm okay with teachers. It's babysitters I'm not okay with.
Because it's really a babysitter when a kid is so elementary. High school teachers, peace.
I think elementary male teacher is fine, too. I watch Abbott Elementary, too, so I guess that's why.
And I'm sure there's some great male teachers out there, but it's just like, you know, I don't want the male.
I had good male teachers when I was coming up, so I was fortunate. My male teachers was kind of better than the woman teacher. They had fucking attitudes and shit. It was only probably like two female teachers that I even remember and that I actually gravitated towards that I could remember their name and shit. But other than that, I wasn't a big teacher person. Like, I'm a leader. So, like, to have somebody else tell me what to do is not really.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I never went to school.
Yeah, that's how I know in a relationship I like you if I let you, like,
say anything to you.
No, if you lead, if I let you lead, then I'm like, oh, this I like him. But if not, I'm like, no, I probably got to run this shit because this nigga's going to run us into the ground.
But even like in high school, if I have a daughter, I don't want a male teacher. You see what I'm saying? Like, why you gotta look at
the
my
thing with her?
I know I'm wrong.
We're off topic though, because what it really is there's a conduct clause in her contract. As a teacher, you're not supposed to use social media in a certain kind of way. So the policies and staff ethics policy was violated when she decided to make the stage. They said they didn't even know about it. They found out about it when the whole world did. And when they did, they terminated her immediately. So apparently she had this page for a minute. So my thing is this, if it wasn't bothering anybody before, now that it went viral, your kids shouldn't be on the shit anyway.
That's what I said. And how old is the kids now? If it's really young kids, I think you should let her be.
Middle school.
Still, let them be easy. If it's high school, I can see why the kids probably looked at her pussy and probably looked at her titties and probably get hard around there and probably can't contain themselves because the young men, you dumb that stupid shit. But other than that, I think she'd be all right. She got really young kids. They should not be on that at all. Unless the fathers start coming to all the PTA meetings and, you know, trying to take her out and shit. That's probably the only thing they got to worry about is the principal get hard when he always tried to take her to the office.
But the sick part is she changed her name, right? So she changed her name and goes by something else, thinking like, okay, this is going to allow me to have a normal life. But then she's making money on OnlyFans as Rachel. So when because obviously she's going to make more money as Rachel. So when it went viral that Rachel's on OnlyFans, that's when it went down. Because if not, they know her as, she done changed her name to, I know this ain't supposed to say Nikki.
Amazing.
It's spelled N-K-E-C-H-I. I'm going to fuck her up because that sounds like that's supposed to say Nikki.
It's Nikki.
But in the most ghetto way, she could have thought to spell it possible.
It's amazing.
Fuck this bitch. She don't even
know. But look how much more money she getting now off OnlyFans. She about to get so much bread. Fuck the teaching job at the end of the day. But we do need teachers.
She a troll. Like, she worse than Tekashi at this point. Yo, did you see Tekashi with the trans woman?
No. It makes sense, man. Like, a lot of guys who be out there smoking, like, sniffing coke and shit like that, they might end up with a meat in their mouth. So stop sniffing coke. I don't know these guys.
That was your message of the day?
I don't even know the man sniff. I never seen him sniff coke.
<I'm> like, why? Did that anything? Make you sniff, sniff a dick and a coke? Sniff a dick and a coke.
I promise you said that for no reason. I never seen that sniff coke. I don't have no idea.
Okay, well, we already shouted out Black Excellence with Usher, and let's add Jermaine Dupri in there. Let's add Will I Am. Let's add Alicia Keys. Ludacris. They tore down.
Yes,
the performance at halftime shows. One of the best performances I've seen ever at halftime.
Do you care that what you have left? Usher do that to you in a relationship?
What would be the difference between that and a video? Like when they're dancing together, I think people drag that shit to the fucking ground.
And nobody wants to see their girl so happy in another man's arms. It wasn't the act of it. It was the act of it. You see
but that's Usher. Don't you see that he's been going viral all year?
I get it.
That?
So she's supposed to be happy that she's supposed. That's not, you don't put.
I don't think she was just like happy. She was laugh. First of all, I'm happy as fuck. I'm performing in the middle of Super Bowl halftime.
Respect. I hear
I'm
you.
I'm smiling ear to ear. Ain't nothing going to take that away. That nigga could have stuck his tongue in my ass on stage.
Come I would like, that's what I'm trying to say. Stop it. He's a married woman.
I'm not talking about Usher. I'm talking about in that situation because Much respect to him and Jen, his longtime girlfriend. They just got married, and I rock with her. She's cool as fuck. So that was no disrespect to her, but I'm saying, being Alicia Keys, I like get to, in New York, whatever you want to do, nigga.
I mean, it's just take Alicia Keys out of it. You know what I'm saying? Just a married woman, period. Just any man, let's say on the man's side, you know, regardless of how secure you are, not no man want to see another man get his woman attention and want to see his woman excited.
Swiss was okay with that. This respect. Is the business we're in. Yeah. You dance close. I mean, shit, I watch, what's the shit with a celebrity dancing? What's it called? Celebrity dancing? What's it called? Fuck. Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
That those motherfuckers, sometimes I'm like, oh, no, they used to be fucking as close as they be dancing and shit. Right. But like, sometimes that's just a part of the job. Niggas
you going
literally
to get hard. I want you to make another man hard. I hear you part of the business.
Even Usher did not get hard from that little fake ass hug they had on stage.
What you mean? Usher definitely got hard off Leisha. What you mean? She had that fucking red shit on. I wouldn't have got hard. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, you get hard off the red
stuff. You ain't about the wrong thing. I remember when we couldn't even perform a halftime show. So you worry about the wrong thing.
No, I respect it. I love all that. I was just asking the question, like, do other men, let's take Alicia Keys out of it. And watch another man, watch a woman smile. He got his arms around here. It's like, I ain't staying.
Yeah, and if one of them is
very professional,
$500 million, and the other one, and they about to make another $100 million because of this.
God bless the money.
Go, you go, girl.
And you going to listen? You still might feel it still away. I don't care how much money my girl is. It might some dude like come, yo, can I have your girl for a night?
It was for the show. It wasn't for. There ain't nobody here being sexual. He got married that same day. He wasn't thinking about Alicia Keys. That man was thinking about having the best performance of a lifetime.
I loved it. It was great. I was just asking.
Niggas is always worried about the wrong thing.
I was just asking. Are you right? You right.
Let's talk about our Farrakhan.
Happy?
I'm not spending no more time talking about that.
Okay. What happened to Farrakhan?
No, it's not Farrakhan, but a Farrakhan moment. Mike Epps and Shannon Sharp, they pieced up their beef they linked up. So they said, as promised, no video required, no audio required, just a picture for proof the two of us are good. So they went back and forth after Mike Epps claimed Shannon Sharp reached out to him to do his show. And Shannon Sharp said he was lying. And then he said he didn't want him staring at him because tried to basically reference his sexuality and say that he was gay.
Yeah, peace. I heard that.
And it just got a little carried away. I always thought the whole time that it was for publicity.
Laughs. Whenever you're doing something with a comedian, it's like they don't know how to stop playing. So you might think it's serious because their jokes is hitting. But it's kind of funny. I liked it.
Shady
can't rock like Mike. So just chill out because you're going to make it funny.
Yeah, he didn't know how to make a joke out of it. But then maybe you shouldn't be running with comedians.
I'm not the guy to play with either. You go ahead and keep cracking on me. I can't crack. I'm going to punch you in your face. I know how to wedgie you. I'm going to make everybody laugh at you too. But I wedgie you. You know
if Shannon Sharp punched that man in the face at the end of his career, you're literally building your show off of the backs of the comedians that are coming on there. So you better learn to take a joke. Because you want everybody to take what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And that's just part of the game. Just like the Alicia hug. You got to take a joke. If niggas is joking on you, you dealing with the top comedians in the game. You better ha-ha or clap back. But punching somebody is going to make you look in-fucking-sane because somebody made a joke on you.
You can't fuck with them. That's why you don't fuck with them. I know I can't fuck with them. I got one of my boys named Louie. He's just out of fucking control. He's so bad one time. And I was in front of, like, we always crack on each other when we're just guys. But when the girls come around, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? We know not to, like, kill each other as bad as we do when the girl's not there. He started cracking on me and the girls start laughing. I had to punch his ass.
Okay, see?
Fuck that shit.
I hate unfunny niggas and shit.
Me? I'm very unfunny.
Get your unfunny ass out of here, nigga.
Wax.
Okay, so speaking of wax, let's get into Wax's ABC. Wax's ABC. Let's get into Wax's ABC. And... Y'all know how that goes. We're going to give Wax a word. He has to pronounce it, use it in a sentence, give us the definition and all that good stuff. And today the word is F-O-S-S-I-C-K. What word is that, Wax?
This is fo-sick. You know what I'm saying? When I go to L.A. to the Bombay Boys, you know what I'm saying? Going to get that frosty herbies. You know what I'm saying? And that's how they talk. That's their slang. Like, yo, fo, that's sick. And so it's fo sick. You know what I'm saying? And like, oh, you see that dope ass car? Like, fo sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's dope. We're not slang. So I went to L.A. to the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Going to get some of that frosty herbs. And as soon as I walked in, one of my guys that was with me, he's like, yo, fo sick. That means, yo, that shit look good as hell. Like, that shit dope.
Work.
Yeah, nah, man. The word is the word is fossick. Fossick, and it means to look for, to search, to rummage through.
Think about it. When we in there looking at all the pals, we was looking through all the motherfucking different flavors.
Kind of close.
Give me a bell.
I'm going to say you kind of got that one, but not really.
Did you think about it?
Yeah, not even close, but like kind of close. Like I see the correlation of how you tried to put it together, but like typically like no.
Like think about it though.
Good, think about it. Okay, anyway, we're getting the fuck out of here. Let's talk about twerk really quickly. Twerk. What's going on? Best of Westchester. What's going on there?
Yeah, man. I got nominated again, second year in a row for Best of Westchester.
I feel like we just did this.
Literally.
It was last year. It was exactly a year ago we were doing this.
Yeah.
No way. And somebody cheated last time.
Yes, that lady.
Yeah.
Lady cheated.
You know, a lot of insider trading going on with this voting and stuff. But, you know, I did my part this year. I pulled up to the Westchester events. I shook hands.
There you go.
Network.
There you go.
I'm a familiar face now in the magazine, in the Westchester magazine.
Put that footwork in.
I have a better chance now. So I just need you guys.
Did you listen to me, what I told you to do?
I did not do cocaine, bro, with them.
No, I didn't tell him to do cocaine. I just said, catch one of them doing cocaine and snap a picture just for, like, you all know right, what I'm
saying? This is
you
not
gotta
a
have something. You got to have something on them. Or okay. Catch him cheating on his wife or know who the secretary he's fucking. That's all you got to do. Just know something. Or you'd be like, I know what you did last summer. I know what you did last summer situation, you'll win.
All right. Well, guys, you can vote for me. If you go to my bio, link in my bio, vote for me. Bestofwestchester.com.
Yeah. I'm going to vote and then maybe you're going to win. Because last time, I'm not going to lie, I ain't click it. I just thought like everybody was going to vote for you and you was going to win. But then when you didn't win, I felt bad.
I couldn't read.
So now I'm going to go vote. So can we vote more than one?
Yeah, I know you got mad emails. You got to use your radio email, use your personal email.
Ain't nobody say we was giving out email. No, I'm joking. Okay, we're going to do that.
just send me the link and make it as easy as possible for me, and I got you. Word is gone. Next I got
and
no
he's still
reading.
Not going to know how to do it.
Hilarious.
It's okay. You can just use his email and do it. But don't do that because that's illegal. We're going to get out of here, Bully and the Beast podcast. We want Angelo to win. Come on, twerk guy. We want twerk to win. So yes. Go to the link in his bio. Where can they find you at, twerk?
Yeah, just search Angelo Scarfone on Instagram. You know, you can find me on the Bully and the Beast page too. But yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Angelo Scarfone on IG.
Wax, where can they follow and support you at?
Yes, WAXKYNG, Wax King. And of course, go to the place to go _SC, the resort. You know, we out here doing things every Friday, college night. You know what I mean? Terrence throwing it through. Holla at him if you want to book something. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing that.
Do that thing. Do that. Make sure y'all support Wax. Yes. And go to madamnoir.com so y'all can check out my show, Listen to Black Woman. Also, make sure y'all check out the Morning Hustle every weekday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. and follow me at Star and L'Oreal, STARRINGLOREL. And we're going to get out of here. Make sure y'all find us on YouTube.
Yes.
You know, what's our YouTube?
Bully and the Beast, man.
Bully and the Beast on YouTube. Rate, yes. Review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Like everything that we do. Watch everything that we do over and over. 250 episodes. What you say?
250. Don't forget to listen to us. You know, when you're in the car or at work. We're on every streaming platform. So
we're everywhere, okay? 250 episodes worth of Beast podcast. Go listen back. We will be there and we will see you next week. Bye.
The 250 more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.